Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Marks and Reese on a Victory Monday, live from Chickies in South Philly. Coming up at 6 o'clock, Brandon Graham Show, followed by the Players' Lounge, Elliot, Ike Reese, N'Kobe Dean. Now, it's just a programming note, we will be going to the Phillies leading off.
Ah!
So Players' Lounge will be a Chickies-only event, Ike Reese.
My bad.
So if you want to get into the Players' Lounge tonight, you need to come to Chickies in South Philly to watch live, as they will be doing the show for the people here at Chickies.
Me and Elliot, N'Kobe Dean?
Yep. And Joe Giglio actually has to work tonight, Jack, because we have the Phillies and the Astros tonight. That's an 8:10 start. So there you go.
So what is he working?
Dude, 7 o'clock, I guess he's doing leading
the pre-game.
Off.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So he'll do leading off, and then we'll have the broadcast at 8:10 as the Phillies try to clinch. Magic number is one. Mm-hmm. If they win, they better celebrate like they won the World Series and pour champagne and pile the mound.
Man, we popping White Claws tonight. White Claws and High Noons.
Damn right. Well, I will not be doing that. I'll turn off the TV after it's over. But I do want to say.
Right. That game might not be over with till about 11, 11:30, right?
Yeah.
Well, baseball's timeless, so you don't know when.
Or 12, yeah.
Wow, yeah, I guess. If it's on at 12, I definitely won't be up to see the end of that.
I will need to be stationed on the couch, because if I lay in bed and watch it, I'll fall asleep immediately or within, you know, a couple innings.
Well,
so I will be downstairs.
Fever catch it.
Yeah. We're kind of exactly. All right, we'll get back to the phones. We'll continue to take your reaction on a Victory Monday, but the Eagles are they're huddling around the radio trying to find out where Jack's going with the top five at five, and it's sponsored by Bell Beverage, just off I-95 near the sports complex. Bell Beverage is Philly's choice for beer, soda, water, and all your tailgating needs. BellBeverage.com. Top five, five, Jack.
I will say things are getting too cheery around here. You know, I mean, a lot of game balls being thrown out. I mean, Ike's on national TV. It's just so much.
Ike and Kay Adams are best friends.
What is the big deal with that?
Yeah, it's just you're going national on us over there.
I know people. People want to talk to me.
Listen, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Hopes are high. There's talk of 0-4. I mean, what a time. And they're getting game balls. And the fifth game ball goes to Trevor Lawrence. And when I tried to hand him the game ball, he actually fumbled it. Come on.
Yeah, it's his own sound effects.
Nailed it. Trevor Lawrence, I thought, was going to be way better. He started the game a little bit hot yesterday, but he just couldn't hold on to the ball. And I thought Gannon did a good job, you know, making things difficult on him.
Okay. I mean, listen, Trevor Lawrence, I'm not going to say he stinks or anything of that nature. I think the Eagles made him look the way he did yesterday.
Yeah. I mean,
I start giving his defense credit for why these quarterbacks look bad against them, but they look good against everybody else.
Yeah, they were strip sacks, not just, whoops, I fumbled the ball in every one of those. So, give the man credit.
Well, that's what Ike's defense used to do against young quarterbacks.
That's
what
right,
they
take advantage of them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The fourth game ball goes to Jalen. Now, it wasn't an unbelievable Jalen day, but him scoring that touchdown, I do believe, was a tone setter. He threw the early interception, which was obvious, like, you know, he bounced back from it, and I thought he played winning football. And that's a game yesterday where if you don't turn the ball over more than the other team, you likely win. He didn't turn it over after that. Jalen Hurts gets my fourth game ball.
All right. Yeah. I mean, listen, and I honestly think he played a better game than the numbers show because of that, the weather conditions out there. We saw what the other quarterback was out there doing.
Yep.
We saw what the other quarterback was out there doing. And our quarterback outside of that first one pretty much took care of the ball yesterday. So his numbers may not reflect it, but I thought he played a hell of a game yesterday.
Totally agree. The third game ball goes to the offensive line. Listen, that's a game yesterday that you got to win in the trenches. And they lost, I mean, they lost their right guard. Say, Amalu Sua Peta came in, was fine. They lost their left tackle, and my lot of Diller's not there, so Jack Driscoll had to go in. And you don't have that kind of day on the ground without the big uglies up front doing their job. And Jeff Stoutland gets a half a game ball as well because he continues to be phenomenal.
Only a half a game ball?
Well, I guess he's all part of the offensive line. So we'll put in
okay.
Stoutland in and the offensive line, and they get two game balls.
Okay.
All right. And we'll see what happens. Mailata had, according to reports, had an MRI on the shoulder. Nick Sirianni didn't share any information with the injuries.
That's the one I'm a little concerned with right there.
I am too because Driscoll did a good job coming in. But if they know Mailata's not playing, now they can prepare to really screw with him.
Yep.
And he has no experience playing left tackle, and that could be a major issue. Now, it's the Eagles' job to be able to chip and give him help over there, but still, that could be a potential problem.
Yep.
The second game ball goes to Philadelphia's own Hassan Reddick. You are really starting to see why they paid him the money that they paid him. I feel like they've stopped dropping him back and saying, you know what, just go get the quarterback. And two forced fumbles yesterday, two sacks, like – the guy is starting to be a force off the edge and could be having one of those good edge rushing seasons that we haven't had here in a while.
Yeah, good production again yesterday. 3.5 sacks on the season. But you're seeing that 7 all over the place when you watch the game. You really are.
Nice. Nice the last 2 weeks, man. That's what we wanted to see. Him in the backfield creating havoc, and that's what he's done.
Yep.
And now when you're watching him, you're not like kind of rubbing your eyes and thinking, is that Mike Vick? You know, it's actually
you're more used to it.
That's Hassan Reddick. You know, Hassan Reddick is this.
Well, the first week, I'm like, who the hell is 7 again? Like, oh, my God, that's right. It's a defensive end, essentially, a linebacker.
Although I will say, Sirianni after the game was like, oh, I talked to Sean Bradley and Hassan Reddick about, like, you guys know what winning in Philadelphia is like. And I was like, come on, coach. I mean, Temple football doesn't count for that.
Well, that way he wasn't on the Matt Rhule team, right?
Yeah.
Was he? Well, no.
Sean Bradley wasn't, no.
Those guys don't really know about winning. Like,
yeah, he knows about Steve Adazio Temple football. And Jeff Collins, he got fired.
He brought up, they told me they had game day here. He was feeling it after the game yesterday.
He was.
He went Temple football winning. Aww.
Yeah, a winning tradition of Temple.
Like no other.
The city's so behind him, too. And the number one game ball, it was very reminiscent of Shady's big day in the snow. But Miles Sanders going for a career high yesterday, 2 touchdowns, was running hard after the game, saying he loves playing this kind of weather because no one wants to tackle. I didn't know that he turned into a bruising back all of a sudden. But Miles Sanders gets the number one game ball, monster day from number 26.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to give him some props, man. That was and that was a different type of Miles Sanders rushing performance, unlike we've seen in his career here. 27 touches, had a couple catches out of the backfield, but the fact that he ran the ball 27 times, never laid it on the ground, had to get tough yards at time, had a couple of touchdowns. It's good to see. It really is good to see. And this is what we were talking about giving him opportunities. Now, he needs to take advantage of those opportunities, but you got to give him opportunities.
And he has.
And he's the third leading rusher in the league after 4 weeks. Think about that. I remember saying this offseason where I said this offense can be special. And I'm not saying he's the reason, but it was the one element of the offense I was saying, or no one was really counting on this year because of previous years. But I said, if Miles Sanders can ever live up to his potential, this offense has a chance to be really special because it's the one element they haven't had, which is a featured back. I like the complimentary backs, but they're complimentary backs. This dude was drafted to be a featured back,
to be your lead dog. Yesterday,
to me, was the first time they gave him the opportunity. Well, maybe in that Washington game, too. But yesterday, they gave him an opportunity to be the lead dog in inclement weather, and they trusted him. And he came through. It's a good game by Miles.
Got a door and window, 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call him today. Guy to Door and Window, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. We had a couple of callers today mention Trey Sermon, who made, was that his Eagles debut?
Yep.
It was the first carries I've seen him
Good to see him out there.
Certainly. Now, on the one run, it seemed like that they were concerned with Jalen running and that fake handoff and then him taking off.
Yep.
They were very concerned. And on the one run, Sermon actually got a big gain because the defensive end went to Jalen and Sermon was able to take advantage of it. But two carries for 19 yards. Are you putting him in the rotation in lieu of Boston Scott?
Listen, I like this move when they picked up Trey Sermon. I liked him at Ohio State. Third-round draft pick, 49ers drafted him. They said he didn't fit their scheme. Well, you drafted him and scouted him. Did you not know he didn't fit the scheme before you drafted and scouted him? Whatever. They decided to basically give him away, a third-round draft pick in his second year. So this guy is still a young running back, and I expect him to get more and more carries or become a little bit more a part of the offense because he has the potential to be your back next year based on what he does this year. Miles is in his free agent year. I don't expect the Eagles to give him a big deal coming back. Doesn't mean they can't work out something, but it would surprise me if they put a lot of money into the running back position. Yeah. You got this kid who's still on a rookie deal that he could be your featured back moving forward.
Yeah, he's got the upside that Boston Scott and I think
he's
Gainwell.
He's a bigger back, yes.
A guy like Gainwell and his role in the offense.
As a complimentary guys.
Yeah, Trey Sermon could be your starter next year if Miles gets a free agent deal somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, he's between the tackles. He's a big dude.
And here's the good thing. The Eagles don't have to go out and waste a draft pick on a running back.
Yeah.
This kid is in his second year out of Ohio State.
He just got a third-round draft pick.
Yeah.
So, for free. Like
so I expect them to give him a little bit more as the season goes along.
All right, good time to get in. We've been busy all show. 215-592-9494. Your takeaways, your reaction to the Eagles win Victory Monday, 4-0 on the season. We go right back to the phones. But, hey, listen, it's that time of year to be the best time to be a sports fan, especially baseball playoffs, football, basketball, and hockey seasons are ready to get started. And you can go to the games without restrictions and continue the traditions with your family and friends. And NJ Diet wants to help you keep celebrating victories all year long. And you can win by getting yourself healthier and dropping a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in as little as 40 days. That's right, 20 to 40 plus pounds contractually guaranteed. NJ Diet starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements that are based on your hair, saliva, and blood work to help you lose the fat. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to help you keep the weight off. Put NJ Diet into your starting lineup today. Give them a call, 855-5NJ-DIET. That's 855-5NJ-DIET, or schedule your initial consultation by going to their website, njdiet.com. Locations throughout the East Coast or worldwide with live online video consultations. Become your own MVP today. Visit njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com.
Real quick, we had Five on about an hour ago. Seems like some of his comments have caught the attention of people out there.
Really?
Particularly when asked about, when I asked him coming up or coming out, is he getting 0-4 vibes from this year's team that started off 4-0? And when he says, I personally think that the team is just from where we're seeing them at right now, they're about a year or two away. And I say that because I think they have to continue to play together. The core players on this particular team are kind of toward the end. He's talking about the Fletchers and the Jason Kelseys or what have you. Now, you can tell me what you thought when you heard it. To me, he's just giving his honest opinion about where he thinks the team is at right now. And I think a lot of people took it as a negative comment. I'll say this. Donovan has given his opinion about various things pertaining to the Eagles in the past, and it's not a popular thing. They've all tended to be true.
Yep. Nick Foles is the franchise quarterback for Stroh.
Yes, all those
Carson.
Things, the Carson Wentz thing, all of that stuff. In the moment, nobody likes to hear it, and it seems like it's coming off as a negative thing. I didn't think he was saying this in a negative way. We have him on every week. He is an Eagles fan. He seems to be a Jalen Hurts fan. I think in his mind he's just saying it's too soon to think they're going to go to the Super Bowl this year. Doesn't mean he's right.
Right.
Doesn't mean he's right. He's just saying I think they're a year away, a year or two away from being in the Super Bowl.
I mean, I like you, I didn't take it as him being negative on the team. I think he was being honest and looking at the big picture and saying, like, all right, well, I don't expect it this year.
Right.
And the fact that you have Kelce retiring and you have this player that's a little bit older and that player's a little bit older, it might take next year to kind of get the core back to, like, what's the core that we have going forward. It's 2017 isn't normally how teams win in the
right.
NFL,
yes.
right, in a vacuum in a bottle like that.
Yeah.
It could happen again this
sure.
year. But, I mean, is it likely to happen the Eagles are winning a Super Bowl? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what we're in the middle of right now. I really don't. I wasn't expecting this start at all.
He's not entrenched in the daily hoopla around the team.
This is not him. Like,
I didn't think he was being a hater is what I'm,
so
all I'm saying.
I felt like, and this is just me being honest, felt like with some of the other stuff from before, Donovan could have been a little bit more positive when it came to the Eagles, being that
yes.
he has his number retired and he really is. Like, he's an all-time Eagle. He is. I felt like he could have been a little bit more positive with the team. In this particular instance, he was not being negative. He was just kind of being like, yeah, I don't really expect them this year. He said a year or two away. So, by the way, he could be wrong.
Exactly.
He probably, I mean, I don't remember what he said about the 17 team. I don't think he thought the, I don't know if he thought the 17 team.
I don't think any of
win.
Us thought it, yeah.
Yeah.
So. I know I didn't, even though I might have said it.
Well, especially after Carson got hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, but through 4 weeks in 2017,
yeah.
or even until that Carolina team, not a lot of people expected that to be a Super Bowl team. Mm-hmm. So maybe in 3 weeks, Donovan says, no, actually, I think this team can win it. All right, back to the phones. Mike and Mannion. Mike, go ahead, buddy. How are you?
Good evening, Joe. How are we today?
Mike.
What's up, Mike?
How are you?
Mike, we are one-third of the way there, bud. One-third of the way to 12. And, John, I guess we're halfway to 9. Is that almost halfway to 9?
Well, they would have the tie wouldn't count towards halfway.
No,
but
no. It's a great, great victory. You know, I think this is the kind of the win that everybody was looking for. You know, the last 2 weeks we kind of blew everybody out and kind of took the foot off the pedal in the second half. So to grind out after going down 14-0, defense helping out the offense, it was, seemed like a great overall team win. And I think the fact that it was a team win, you know, with even including our depth, I think that is the reason, going to the Twitter question, that we are currently this year the best team in the league because of all that. The fact that we, Jalen, it has checked off the box that he can throw the ball, he can manage the game, can run with his legs when he needs to. We have the depth on our own line. We improved our secondary. We're picking off passes. We're getting to the quarterback. Going to the Trey Sermon thing, I just want to give a shout-out to Yoshi. We were at Falcon yesterday during the game, and he actually said that Sermon is like this year's Jay. And I feel like that was a great, you know, analogy that we're kind of adding those. Maybe they're the one-year pieces or the pieces that are going to be here for the future that are going to help us get to the Super Bowl. So I feel like, you know, at first I was like, it's kind of eerie that we're kind of like the top dog. We do seem to do better when we're the underdog. But I feel like if we're going to continue this, we're doing everything. Every week, everything is shining through. All these check marks keep getting checked off every week. It's not like we're progressing. We continue to progress forward and show that we are the best team in the league. Guys, thanks for taking my call. Have a good night.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, they're on their way. They're really on their way. So Arizona, is it how difficult or why is it difficult going east to west? Or I guess, how difficult is it going east to west? A team that, you know, you're coming off a win, you're 4-0. The Cardinals haven't been spectacular in being 2-2. Difficult game, like sneaky difficult game, or?
Yeah, I think it can be. It's an opponent when you're looking at them on film, video. They don't jump off the screen at you as far as they make your antenna stand up and you realize you got to do extra film work in order to beat this team. So you can almost get lulled into a false sense of security that we're just a better team and we're going to go out here and beat this team down too. Like, that's the thing that can get you, the overconfidence, right? That's why they always tell you that you could be, you know, success can be a hindrance as well.
Right.
You know, because are you getting complacent? Or are you still working as if you're 0-4? Right? So, and again, sometimes or most of the times it's not those key players on a team like a Jalen Hurts or an A.J. Brown. It's the younger guys. It's the less significant pieces, or they think they aren't as significant. Then now they start to relax and enjoy a little bit of the fruits of their labor. You know, you start, coming out of training camp or what have you, you know, everybody was locked in, right? Now it's a nice buzz around the city. You can be out in the city. You go out to dinner, people paying for your meals, buying your drinks. You look a little cuter when you go in the club now this week. You might be staying out a little later.
So it's like, oh, there's Eagles here tonight?
Right.
Eagles are here tonight.
Right. Yeah. So you get a few guys like that on a Friday night before you head out there. And now are you physically
right
in your best condition and shape to go out here and play a team that's looking to catch you overlooking them? That's what Arizona is doing. They're saying, we're at home. This is a big game in our building. They're not going to be able to match our intensity.
Right.
And we used to have those games when we went out to Arizona. We would never win when we went out to Arizona.
It's always been.
They haven't won there since 2001?
Is that right?
Is that the last time they've won there?
I saw that today. They haven't won there since 2001.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I didn't even know
that, Jack. That's 20 years.
Man. And when Arizona, then Phoenix, was in the NFC East for so many years,
yep.
I can't tell you how many years where the Eagles were clearly the better team. They would go out to Arizona and stump Mitchell and Roy Green and Neil Lomax and beat them. It would happen all the time.
Jake Plummer.
Yeah, later on, Jake Plummer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I will say this, and you said this earlier, and I agree. The Eagles are clearly the better team. It's a matter of can they week to week be like, let's focus.
Yep,
we can't go out
in,
there.
Yep.
We can't take this game and team for granted. And it feels like right now this team is still locked in. We'll say.
Still locked in, but it gets harder the more people praise you.
And Jalen's on the Manning cast tonight, Ike. Grab Poison Jack. 215-592-9494. I worry less about Jalen
right
than I worry about some of the other guys. 215-592-9494.
Good thing Palmer's closed and all that stuff, man. I know where
we're the after hours clubs now, Jack.
I don't know where the hell they're going.
I'm sure you don't know.
Also asking the wrong guy.
I know. Well, it's still in the same area down there off of Spring Garden, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're all still in the same area.
I just don't, because the after-hours places never last under the same name for a while, right? So Recess was a place in Old City, I believe, that
people
maybe got in trouble there late.
Yeah, they haven't won in Arizona since 2001.
Wow. So I was on that team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did the box score look like?
What the hell
like
does that game look like?
Yeah, what is
I don't even remember that game.
You guys lost 21-7.
I thought you said we won.
You guys won 21-7.
Okay.
I was going to say, yeah, it would be tough.
Oh, you know what?
Dude, Mitchell had a 94-yard kickoff return.
I do remember that, yep.
Thrash had a tutty, and Thrash had two touchdowns, 54-yard pass from Donald.
As he was starting my fantasy team.
I think we ran a fake field goal in that game, too, and it may have scored. I don't think it scored. It picked up a key first down. Like, Coy Detmer, I remember flipping the ball over his shoulder to David Akers for a big fourth down conversion.
Was that the one where you were on the sideline?
That was that game, the flip, where he looked the other way?
Yep.
And Akers ran to, like, the stick on the corner?
Yep.
You told him it should have been a touchdown?
Yep. Is that it?
It might be.
I think that's it, yeah. I think that was the game. I don't have many good memories out there in Arizona, so I think that is the only one.
It doesn't have any rushing yards for
Would it have been it was behind the line of scrimmage, so I don't think it would have been considered a pass. What about receiving yards for Akers?
No. Huh. No. But I do remember that.
Yeah,
the flip.
Maybe it was another game, Dan, out
it
there.
It could have been.
We used to go out there damn near every year.
Yeah, after that, 2005 was the next time you were out there, and you weren't even on the team at that
right
point. It was Christmas
right
Eve 2005. Donovan was already hurt by that time.
There's just some bad memories out there. I mean, obviously the NFC Championship
game,
the deep ball over Nate Allen. But John Brown. I think that's when John Brown.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking about a flea flicker in that game. Who was the safety in that game? I can't remember his name. He was our kick returner, too.
J.R. Reed?
No, not J.R. Reed. It's another guy. Thick kid, too. Quentin Demps?
Quentin Demps was
that his name?
Yeah, it was Quentin Demps.
I think it was Quentin Demps, yeah. Not Quentin Michael. Quentin
not,
Demps.
Not Quentin yeah. Michael.
33?
Not Macho Harris.
Not Macho Harris might have been back there with him. I don't know. I think it was Quentin Demps, though.
Hey, you had four tackles in that game, Mike.
Yeah, what do you mean? He's like, are you sound surprised or something?
Yeah, yeah. What's the deal?
Yeah. That's a good day, I guess. Yeah, four tackles. Wow. Like, I can go.
It's on the low. That's playing nickel defense, too. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
and I don't mean I gave up four catches either to the tight end or the back.
Per snap basis, it's actually a lot more than four tackles.
See?
Some guy named Damon Moore had seven tackles and an interception.
Demo. Demo. Let's not break.
Yeah, I know I remember him. 215-592-9494.
Yeah, that was not a good day.
Phil's lineup for
Freddie
tonight.
Freddie Mitchell had a tackle.
Freddie Mitchell did. That means there was an interception.
Interception or something?
Marks and Reese text line. We have your phone calls. Philly's lineup, a lot to do, and time is short before Brandon Graham comes up at 6 o'clock. Let Chickies cater your next party. Have the Crab Fry Express food truck while your guest details. ChickiesandPizza.com. Back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Miles Sanders is our number one back. There ain't no question about it.
The only guy who's on Reddick. What's going on?
What's Joe's last name? Wechter?
Yes, Joe Wechter,
yeah,
producer.
Even Joe Wechter's like, hey, this is our first trip to Arizona, and then we're going to make another one.
Hassan, man. And I said to him and Sean Bradley and Kaiser White after the game, like, hey, there ain't nothing like winning in Philly, because they know about that, right? And they know about especially Hassan and Sean playing here at Temple.
Cool.
And so it ain't nothing like winning in Philly, and I'm glad we got some Philly guys here that we're winning with.
There you go. Nick Sirianni excited and mad. We're back. Marks and Reese live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of diamond engagement rings. Online, marks-jewelers.com. All right, you want to run some phone calls here? Let's go to Kenny in North Carolina. We'll give you the Phillies lineup coming up in a second, too. Kenny, what's up? How are you? Kenny from North Carolina in the Marks and Reese Fantasy League. Kenny, what's up, Kenny?
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm just calling. I got a few points. So first, I just want to say that last night I had a 14-leg parlay on that game, and my safest leg of the parlay was the Chiefs would stay under 32.5, and Patrick Mahomes looked me right in the eye and said, no way. I'm not going to say what I want to say, but yeah, I hate watching Patrick Mahomes. I'm tired of watching Patrick Mahomes flip the ball like he's playing in his backyard.
He makes it look so easy, doesn't he?
Yeah, I'm pretty aggravated with that. But anyways, the Phillies, I think they got to win the game tonight. I feel like they got to capitalize on the Brewers kind of slacking over the weekend there. And I'm a little worried if we don't win tonight, I feel like it might slip, but I don't know. That's my biggest concern. I think we got to win tonight. And then I just want to say thanks to OG Wade for giving me that bye week this week. That was really nice of him. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, how the hell do you only score 60 points in a game, man?
Jalen Hurts doesn't score 50.
Yeah, and I sent him a trade offer, but I don't think he checked his trade. So
no, he's not answering. Yeah, he's not answering any trades.
Yeah,
I tried to get Justin Herbert from him, but, it is what it is. But it was a good bye week, and my team's back on track and coming for Leslie this week in week five. But and then one of my last thing was my dad's coming to town, this weekend, this upcoming weekend. So I just want to know when you guys, where's the best place for the cheesesteak? Because that's what he cares about the most coming up here. So.
Ooh. Oh, the best shit. The best. See, I'm Jack. Can you give a cheesesteak recommendation? I don't partake. No, because you can go to any place and get a good cheesesteak. You can go to any pizza shop and get a cheesesteak.
You're not. Go to whatever the tourist places are, but you can get a good cheesesteak everywhere. Nah.
Yeah. Like, I Chickies and Pete's makes a great cheesesteak, right? Like, your local pizza shop makes a great cheesesteak. You go anywhere.
Right.
But, yeah.
I can't believe you guys don't have a cheesesteak place.
Well, I have a cheesesteak place.
I do too.
In the city. How about Jim's? South Street?
No? Yeah, they're good. They're, all of them are very good. Just Google it. Use Yelp or something. All right, but thank you.
What about Pat and Gino's?
Oh, yeah. Baby, listen, do all. Go to all. Go get 10 cheesesteaks, and then you could have a Pepsi challenge of your own. Just do whatever you want to do there. Get Angelo in Pottstown. Angelo, go ahead. How are you?
Guys, how you doing? Long time.
What's up, Angelo?
Hey, buddy.
So, yesterday was a great day. You know why? Obviously, the Eagles won. The Eagles won. The Mets got swept. And
how about
Tom
that?
Brady got his head handed to him. Wasn't that great?
He's not a Brady fan?
I hate Brady. I lived in New Hampshire for almost 6 years, moved back 2 years ago, couldn't stand it. I was the neighbor that had the Villanova flags and the Eagle flags at the end of my driveway, and they couldn't stand me.
Oh, I kind of feel bad for Brady now.
Mm-hmm. I don't,
marital problems, you know, the wife don't want him back home.
I don't.
Bad plastic surgery.
All they talked about was Giselle. I just got back from Brazil, and all they talked about was Tom Brady and Giselle's marriage.
Yeah.
I could care less. They're such elitist up there. It's ridiculous. Oh, I'd love to see him lose.
Yeah, I mean, you're not alone. Thank you. I actually like the Mets being swept. Because the Mets could sweep the Phillies at any point, so I'm less worried about what the Mets are doing. I'm more worried about the Phillies getting into the playoffs here.
Right.
So Dusty Baker clarified, Jack, earlier or like last week before, he had said that he's playing his regulars. He's
for the integrity of the game.
Right. He's not taking guys out. Where he clarified that today, he said that he'll probably get his regulars out after a couple of at-bats. That sounds like two at-bats and be out by the sixth.
Come on, Dusty, do the right thing.
Yep.
And don't be mad that we didn't hire you back in 2020.
When we hired Girardi.
Yeah, Donovan Chestnut.
We're sorry.
Yes.
Ike actually wanted Dusty.
I did want Dusty back then.
Yeah, he loved those failing Reds teams that he was a fan of.
I was not a fan of that nonsense. But I was a fan of the old guy. I'm a fan of the old baseball guy.
I'm a fan of Dusty.
Yeah, I wanted Lou Piniella, too.
I love Lou Piniella. I wanted Jim Leland.
Larry Brown. Should have brought back Larry Brown.
Yeah, that was my idea. Yeah. I still want Larry Brown over Doc Rivers.
No, why?
But I think I do a terrific job.
Well, that's the only reason why I want Doc Rivers is because of that.
Would you ask Pop that question?
Right. Larry wouldn't give us the same kind of sound bites. He would just
we'd fall asleep with him.
Yeah, Joel's so great.
He would not be a fan of James Harden.
James, you know. What
doesn't make
kid.
The right pass.
Right. All right, we have the Phillies lineup. I'll give it to you right after we talk about QC Kinetics, because what they're doing for people is amazing, lasting relief from joint pain. And they're doing it without steroid shots, without painkillers or anything like that. It is new pain treatments, and QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in this advanced medicine, non-surgical alternatives, because if you're living with joint pain, whether it's from injury, arthritis, or whatever, just don't do steroids. Like, don't worry about the steroids or the pain meds or surgery. Check out QC Kinetics, because they're using treatments that can restore and repair damaged tissue. Maybe you have bone-on-bone arthritis, and they're telling you, hey, you need a replacement. Before you do that, call QC Kinetics for an alternate way to deal with the pain. Amazing, amazing work, and they've been doing it with a lot of our listeners so far. So if you have a torn meniscus or rotator cuff, whatever it is, call QC Kinetics. You don't have to live with the pain. Call them now. 215-999-3000. QC Kinetics. 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000. QC Kinetics. All right. The game tonight. Yes, Ike.
My bad, Donovan Chestnut. Totally forgot about Jim's burning down on South Street a little while back.
Why? Well, I thought they didn't. They're not.
Hasn't been remodeled yet. I don't think so.
Well, there used to be one up in Northeast Philly too.
So I forgot about that. Thanks to Twitter for reminding me how much of an idiot I am.
No, I mean I thought they reopened. I heard it. I heard you say it. I didn't know if they reopened or not.
It's okay.
All right. Lineup tonight: Schwarber, Hoskins, Harper, Realmuto, Bohm, Castellanos, Marsh, Segura, Stott.
Stotty.
Stotty. Nola's on the mound. Whoopty.
Come on, man.
Come on. Now you
didn't
come
Nola
on, man.
Pitch well the last time?
No, he didn't.
I thought he had a good
outing. Now he gave up four runs in six innings or so.
Damn.
Yep. Philly Stever, Jack? You're the one person in Delaware Valley?
No, I feel great.
Phillies.
Don't let the Phils get in. That's what I'm saying. Don't let the Phils get in. They've had a lot of pressure on them the last couple of weeks here to get in. And once they get in, might see a different baseball team.
There you go. I love it.
Yep.
Talk yourself into it, man. Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yep.
I'm gonna be sitting on my couch at about 11 o'clock weeping.
I will say this, with Zach Wheeler healthy and very effective, he was good again over the weekend, albeit against the Nationals.
Yeah.
That gives you, I mean, a three-game series. If he's starting one of your games, man, let's do it.
I'm telling you, I won't be watching. I'm not going to lie and tell you I'll be watching every pitch. But I will be checking in, and if it looks like they're going to clinch tonight or one of the other nights, I'm staying for the celebration.
Me too.
I want to see the celebration. I need to see Bryce Harper celebrating.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. Yeah, no, I want to see the mound celebration. Yes. I want to see the champagne or whatever.
I want to see us over-celebrate.
Yes.
Backing into the playoffs.
Enjoy it before you get swept.
Exactly.
It'll be over before
not
we know it.
Swept.
All right, well.
Could this go five or is it automatically three?
Three. But you got Wheeler and Nola game one and two.
There you go.
You got Ranger in game three. You have Falter then coming out of the bullpen. You got Eflin out of the bullpen now. Yes, sir. Roberts hasn't pitched since last Thursday.
Yeah, good. I'm glad he hasn't pitched. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at the Irish Horn in Richboro Sunday for an Eagles watch party and win signed Eagles merchandise and Bud Light swag this Sunday at the Irish Horn in Richboro. Text line. Text line. Text line. Text line.
Welp, won't make that miss cake again. AJ Brown checking his Twitter mentions after the game.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah. AJ, he did his best. He addressed it.
I thought AJ had gone zero dark 32.
Oh, that's right. Well, no. See, that's what you thought, but if you looked a little deeper, all he said was that he took the app from his phone. He didn't say that he wasn't going off of social media. He said he deleted the app from the phone.
But it implied
that he was going off of Twitter.
Yes.
And if you look deeper, it's like, well, so what? You deleted the app from your phone. Big deal. Like, I mean, some of these athletes are like children or teenagers with these freaking social media. Yeah, like, if you don't want to go, then don't go on it. You don't have to tell us about it.
Yeah.
And apparently he's not zero dark 30 off of. All right.
Okay.
What's next?
Nick definitely listens to you guys. That was his Mark's imitation.
The only guy who's on Reddick. What's going on?
Mark and Motko.
And at the time, sorry, Nick. I was more angry because of the idiots out there like Jack and Elliot. They were like, Quez Watkins is fine as the second wide receiver.
What are you lumping me into that for?
Because you were a part of the slow build.
Slow build guy. This whole season is boring. Wait till they don't end in the Super Bowl. You were back on the slow build train.
You were a part of the slow build. Elliot was telling me Quez Watkins is fine. The wide receivers are fine. That's why I saw that. Like, how many Eagles fans were fine with the slow build?
Oh, man.
Tyreek Hill, I remember, Tyreek Hill got traded. I was ticked off,
yep.
And people were like, oh, it's not realistic they could have gotten Tyreek Hill. Why the hell not?
No, here's the – when's the last time a number one wide receiver won the Super Bowl?
No, that was Jack. Yeah, that was Jack. And then they get A.J. Brown. It's the best idea ever.
It was a first-round pick. The name of the last first-round pick receiver to win a Super Bowl.
Right, then it became the first-round pick receiver.
I wanted to use a first-round draft pick on a wide receiver. I was called a fool. And then they trade for A.J. Brown. Oh, what a great idea. Like, oh, my God.
Now I'm awake.
People. All right, what's next?
Chuck sunk the Sixers season, then tried to sink the Phil season, and now this with the Eagles? Take the Cards plus the points on Sunday. Tim in Newark.
Philly stink.
Yeah, and this is when Chuck and I had Chuck called me a flip-flopper.
Yep.
He said the Sixers are winning the title, and then he was yelling at me, calling me a flip-flopper, because I was like, the Sixers are losing. What are you talking about? And then the minute they lose, he's firing everybody on the Sixers. He's called me a flip-flopper.
Joel.
Doc Rivers is an ass. Kiss my ass.
Yeah, so now the Eagles are back. And Ike's like, oh, you're back, Chuck, and he freaks out.
Let me tell you, that call was a classic one.
It was
That was a classic call today, boy.
It was classic Chuck.
Boy, he wanted to kill Jack for those drops in the middle of his rants.
All right, what's next?
Oh, man.
Why am I still on OG Wade's team? Tim Patrick still from his couch.
Yeah, so OG Wade's fantasy football team in the Marks and Reese League. If Jalen Hurts has 3 touchdowns and 2 rushing touchdowns, then he's got a chance to win. Otherwise, he's got no chance to win.
He may have scored a total of 90 points, including his bench players this week.
Everybody.
Everybody
he wasn't
stunk.
Beating anybody. Yeah, because Goddard's on his team, and Devontae's on his team, too.
Yep.
Devontae didn't do anything. Goddard had a good day but didn't score.
Mm-hmm.
And Jalen just had the rushing touchdown, and he didn't put up the big passing numbers or whatever. So Wade didn't win. All right, what's next?
Got a cold shiver down my spine watching my quarterback do that in the link yesterday. Felt familiar. Doug in Jacksonville.
That could go either way.
It was ripping Carson?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, first, I didn't even catch that until I had to think about it again, because first I thought he was talking about Jalen and being positive.
Right.
But he's talking about Trevor Lawrence having a bad day.
Putting the ball on the ground four times.
Yes, right, okay, I got it now.
All right. Yeah, see, Jack, we shouldn't need to think too much about these text messages. That's where you lose me if I have to use my brain.
I know, it's late in the show.
I know. Brandon Graham's show's coming up next, by the way. All right, what's next?
What about the feds for Jalen and this Eagles offense? Joel in Center City.
Now, imagine still being the worst nickname ever in this city. Even with the Duke and everything else that's been given out.
The Feds is
the
worst
is still the worst nickname that ever come through here.
It is, because there's that picture, and you know what the picture I'm talking about.
Yep.
You know the picture. Markel, you're looking at Markel Fultz
now.
Yeah,
why am I looking at Markel Fultz?
Yeah, man, the Feds. Speaking of that, Ben Simmons takes on the 76ers. He returns to the lineup tonight, though, in preseason action. Do you have any parlays on that game, or no? No? All right.
I hate betting on the NBA.
Yeah, it's tough, right? Two garbage three-pointers at the end, totally backdoors the spread. How were your picks yesterday?
Terrible.
Were they?
1-3.
Okay.
Detroit didn't cover.
Yeah, but how the hell? Like, you were right about Geno Smith, though, finally.
Hey, I didn't get to tweet that out.
Good.
You're right. I need to start tweeting out my Geno Smith appreciation tweets. He may be comeback player of the year or a most improved. What is it called? Whatever the hell they give
most out. Most improved player, yeah.
Comeback player, all of them.
Yeah, Geno might win that in his 11th year.
Man, all it took was 11 years for you to be right, Ike.
I lost 3 same game parlays.
And then Jack told me I didn't get 2.5 points on the Vikings-Saints game. He said it was a push.
It was always 3.
It was 3.
It was 3.
Yeah, because Jack had the 3, too.
Okay. So I went.
Are you at 3 on the Ravens?
I went 1, 2, and 1 yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, the Ravens, if you got that at 3, that also pushed as well.
I bet the over in that game.
Oh, boy.
And they didn't make it.
No. No, that was a lower score.
Yeah, not a good weekend for me, except for the Eagles won. Seriously, yeah. I lost in everything else.
Yeah. It's one of those weekends. Yeah. It was a
college football parlays, everything.
Oh,
it was all
man,
bad. Yeah.
Man, man.
Thanks to Michigan, can't even cover against freaking Iowa. No, what did I pick? I picked an over in that game.
You picked an over in an Iowa game?
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking about.
What are you doing? Just need something new.
I'm not the smartest guy.
Let Chickies cater your next party. Have the Crab Fry Express food truck while your guest. Details online, chickensandpizza.com. Michigan's ranked fourth. They're not a very good team. Like, I'm not buying them to be in the
Yeah.
There's not a lot of good college football teams. Like, you look at the top 10, and it's like, well, like at Penn State at 11, they'll have five losses or four losses by the end of the year.
They played nobody.
Penn State, man.
That's all Steinberg. They played nobody this year, Penn State. Literally. That was it, 17-7 against Northwestern? Could that have been a more boring game?
Yeah, did you watch Michigan State and Maryland?
I did not, so that was more boring. Let's go to Jerry in Newcastle. Jerry, go ahead. How are you?
Johnny Marks, Tyke Reese, what's happening, guys?
Jerry?
What's up, Jerry?
Hey, Johnny Marks, this is your boy from Chickens and Pizza. I had a huge spread that a couple times. I talked to you, so I'm
what's
out
up, Jerry?
On the road right now.
Hey,
how
buddy.
You guys doing, man? Well,
good.
I tell you, it was a good Philly weekend, finally. So, with the Phillies, what they got? One game to clinch it in here. I'm going to watch. I would like to see the celebration, whether they, you know, when they do
so
that.
So, are you staying up to watch the celebration tonight, Jerry?
Well, as a truck driver, yeah, because my hours are kind of crazy, and I'll probably watch a Netflix, listen to the Phillies, back to the Phillies, watching Netflix, so... I'll be all over the game. I'll be all over the sport.
Yeah, what are you watching on Netflix? Cobra Kai?
Jeffrey Dahmer story?
I want to see.
Yeah, I'm a serial killer guy.
Me too.
Ooh, boy.
Me too, actually. Thank you, Jerry. I like mafia, real crime, and
he's a fan of the shows, right?
Let's clarify that. I'm a serial killer guy. Okay.
Yeah, well, who's your true doc? Yeah.
Well, who's your go-to serial killer?
Who's your top five?
Mine's John Wayne Gacy, the killer clown.
John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah. I did see that Dahmer thing, though. I do want to see that.
Well, I mean, you're old enough to remember. Jack isn't. We remember when Jeffrey Dahmer was –
He got
in
arrested.
Real life.
Yeah,
yes,
it was like,
yes.
He's
we
like,
remember that in real
what?
Life.
What in his
yes.
freezer? Like, what is going on
yeah.
here?
Yeah. That was – that's one of the
sickest
ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's one of the sickest ones right there.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
No doubt about it.
Which means – probably a lot of people are watching it.
Yeah, I mean, every time Netflix, because my wife's looking for something like cheesy to watch before bed on Netflix, and like she has wants nothing to do with it.
But I got a question about that real quick.
Yeah,
is that a movie or a documentary?
A show.
I think it's.
Yeah,
a,
see, I don't want to watch it then.
Is it a docuseries or
no,
is it?
No, it's like an adaptation show.
So it's reenactments.
So
people
it's actors,
acting.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah, I don't want to watch it.
No, I want a docuseries.
Yes, I want the docuseries. Yes. Yeah, I have no interest in. Yeah.
Well, it was like the FX OJ show that was actors playing, and yes. It's like, no, I'm not watching.
Was
that
the one where John Travolta was playing?
Yes.
Robert Shapiro.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It was like, hold on, I lived the OJ stuff in the media. I don't need to watch that.
Yeah.
Crap. All right. Coming up next, Brandon Graham Show, Ike Reese.
BG.
And you're going to have some Chickens and Pete's crab fries and wings.
Yes.
And then you're going to be on with Elliot, Players Lounge, N'Kobe Dean coming up at 7 o'clock. Jack, did the Phillies win tonight?
Yes, it's over.
All right. There you go. I'm predicting a Brewers loss and the Phillies clinch that way.
Yeah, everybody, that sounds about right.
Everybody have a great night, but Brandon Graham Show is coming up next. We stick around for that. Don't go anywhere. But, hey, listen, Phillies football fans, you can turn a loss into a win with the King of Sportsbooks. Just place a single first touchdown score prop bet on any pro football game. If your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. This offer is available all season long. Wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM. Log into your account. Download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown in any pro football game. If your bet misses, you'll get up to $25 back in free bets. BetMGM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.